This is KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A with the War on Drugs. Hey guys, welcome.
How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. They're in town for their second night at Stubbs tonight. Doors are at 7 o'clock tonight. The band Land of Talk opens.
They're awesome.
I'm looking forward to it. And the War on Drugs, new album, A Deeper Understanding. Welcome, guys. And what do you want to start out with?
Well, we were throwing around ideas. We were thinking about Touch of Grey, but probably going to do the song called Pain.
Go for it. Thank you. on Drugs, live in Studio 1A, right here on KUTX 98.9. A song called Pain from their new record, A Deeper Understanding, played last night at Stubbs, playing another night tonight at Stubbs. Tickets and info at stubsaustin.com. And I'm talking to singer and guitarist Adam Granducile. And how did the show last night go at Stubbs?
It was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great. It's yeah, it's beautiful, you know, beautiful place to play.
Yeah.
And great crowd, obviously.
Finally have some good...
I had some members of the Spurs organization. You might have heard of them.
Ah, okay.
Past and present members.
That's pretty cool.
Got a huge box of Spurs swag, as they say. 100% unwearable stuff.
Do we have Spurs fans in the band?
Much appreciated nonetheless.
Okay, okay. Cool, cool. Well, there we go.
Wrong?
And
you're not wrong. You.
I'm not even going to go there.
Hey.
The new record is called A Deeper Understanding, the fourth album. What were y'all looking to do differently for this record? Were there any kind of big goals, big things you wanted to do on this record?
Well, didn't want to make the same record.
Yeah.
Didn't want to stray too far from, you know, a working sort of a method, you know, mm-hmm. but wanted to, you know, we'd been, you know, we went on the road for 2 years and then wanted to try and, you know, capture what it, you know, feels like to be on a stage with six guys jamming, you know?
Sure. So is that kind of how the record was recorded, with all the guys in the room together doing...
Sometimes. Doing and sometimes, sometimes just basic tracking, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of the songs are live, you know, the recorded version is live, bass, drums, and lead guitar.
Sure, sure.
Because normally I would always assume that I would recut the lead guitar.
Uh-huh.
So I'd kind of like, you know, kind of not just try to, not even like consciously try to get weird, but maybe wasn't thinking that much.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week later you're like, oh, that's actually, I really like how it's a little out.
A little
more
off.
If I went in and tried to overdub a solo, I'd be thinking too much about it.
Sure.
So some of the best parts, I think, are things that I didn't necessarily think would be there, or were placeholders in my mind, and then whether it was a guitar or whether it was a vocal melody or something.
And when you're writing this record, these are pretty long songs. Are you writing together as a band? Are you just sitting down in a room doing it yourself? How does that work?
Sometimes. I have a little idea, and then the guys would come out, we'd jam in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thinking of a place was, you know, originally like a 24-minute thing on the synth, you know? But I did it to a drum machine, so we were able to kind of like reimagine it, you know.
Sure.
As a band, and then certain things demoed as a band. Some stuff was, you know, a little bit more like the old days, so yeah.
And I think more than a lot of bands these days, I don't know, just in my opinion, y'all tend to really create albums. You really make like a big statement with each of your albums. Were there any albums you were looking to for inspiration from the past for this record?
Probably.
Don't want to give away the secrets, though.
Well, I mean, what's the point, you know?
Okay, sure.
But, I mean, all records are great. You know, all records are important. You know, we recently acquired a turntable for our backstage room.
Mm-hmm.
And full of albums now. Mm-hmm. You know, and digest anything from... You know, The Sound of Philadelphia, 1973.
Mm-hmm.
Not a true album. It's a compilation. But conceived as an album. Songs on the album are on albums of their own.
Sure.
Sub-album.
Sure.
All-star album.
All-star album. And then, yeah, you know, I mean, any, you know, I think we all, we you know, we love, we kind of came up with digesting records and just try to make something that, you know, speaks to a moment when you made it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think you did. The new record sounds fantastic. It's called Deeper Understanding, The War on Drugs, playing Night 2 tonight at Stubbs. At Stubbs, and doors are at 7 o'clock tonight. And let's hear another one from y'all. What do y'all want to do next?
We're actually going to play a song from someone else's album.
Perfect.
Called Excitable Boy by Warren Zevon. Accidentally Like a Martyr. The phone don't ring. No. And the sun refused to shine. Never thought I'd have to pay so dearly for what was already mine. For such a long time.
Live in Studio 1A, doing a Warren Zevon cover, And they're playing their second night tonight at Stubbs. Doors at 7 o'clock. Tickets and info, stubsaustin.com.
It's going to be fun. Thanks. Change the set list up a little bit.
Cool, cool. Any other covers going to be on the
Touch
set?
Of Grey.
Like you said, like you said.
Might have a bookend a set.
I mean, he's wearing the Grateful Dead t-shirt and everything. You're ready. You're ready.
We're in.
Well, cool. Well, thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks for
having us. Appreciate it. And
love playing in Austin.
Well, cool. Good to have you. And I'm going to take it back to the studio. The guys are going to stick around, cut one more song, and the whole thing will be up on our website, kutx.org. You can also see video. Thanks to our video crew for videotaping all this. Also, thanks to Cliff Hargrove, our engineer. I'm Art Levy. Until 2 o'clock this afternoon, this is KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.